You know, when you hear that music, it's dying. You can ask the doc, and this is your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots Radio Show on BES Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because we can talk and discuss things without any interference from censors or any of that other annoying things that we have to put up with if we were on AM or FM. Radio Free America. And guess what? You're a lucky person if you're tuning into this show tonight, because at the end of the show, we're going to end it a little differently. Turns out somebody asked AI to write a song about my show and what I talk about. It'll be 5 minutes and 41 seconds. It's kind of humorous, you know. AI was allowed to listen to some of the archive shows, and it came up with an amazing, humorous little song with a variety of things in it. So for many of you listening, this will be your first chance to see how well AI can write a song from scratch out of nowhere, pretty much, just with a simple request. And that'll be followed by a song relating to Trump. You might know who I'm talking about. And you can figure out for yourself whether the song is for him or against him, or maybe neutral. Well, anyhow, look forward to that at the end of the show. It'll happen probably about 8 to 10 minutes to the end of the hour. Meanwhile, hey, did anybody, hey, this is called Radio Show, and I'm going to give you plenty of things to call in for tonight by some of the things I'm talking about. You know, we're in the midst of three preliminary meditations to get everybody ready for the big global meditation on July 25th. That's right. There was one back on Wednesday on the 15th. There was one early this morning, real early morning at the beginning of this day, the beginning of the AM time slot for this day. And the next one is on the 21st of July. As far as the time goes, well, I get times in relation to my time zone, which is the Eastern time zone. So this coming, you know, your participation is needed. If you never did global meditation before, it's real easy. And I'll tell you in a second how to make it easy and prepare for it. You know, Tuesday morning at 7:11, how about that, a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's a booster meditation to get us ready for the big one. At the 1221 Ascension Portal Activation Part 2, which will happen next Saturday at 1:53 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So you can convert that to your own time wherever you're listening. And please prepare to take part. Come on, anybody. If it's 7:11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be 6:11 Central Time. So early in the morning, and that we're talking about this coming Tuesday, July 21st. Be there or be square. No, don't do that. Don't be square. Square is never cool. Participate. I'm asking you, please participate. We're doing this for our human race. You know, we want to move ahead into the future. You know, We need to evolve beyond this war and hatred and stuff, which just keeps us locked in a perpetual confrontation. You know, these wars need to be put to an end. And the more we can unite in a loving force, the more people that participate in these global meditations, the more our collective consciousness becomes stronger. So tell all your friends to participate. This is us, the human race, taking command of our future. And this is the program that has been set up to do it. So unless you've got a better program, tell us about it. Just call a radio show, call up and tell us you're a better program than participating in global meditations. Well, hey, you might have one. And if you do, well, why the, don't hide it. And in the meantime, be a beacon of light for others. Yeah, you, the listener, each one of us can be a beacon of light for others by doing things for the highest good, meaning the highest good of the for the human race, not just us personally. And I've come across some interesting things that because I'm on Twitter, and hey, you can see what I say on Twitter. Mostly I try to be supportive of great things other people are saying. And a lot of people are saying a lot of great things on Twitter. So you might want to check out my tweets. I'm at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag, you know. And check out the things I retweet. And I get the most response retweeting other things because I am not willing to pay Elon Musk money for a site that I joined. It was free and it's going to stay free as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't need my money or your money for that matter. You know, he's got that much money. Mr. Trillionaire, why does he need our money? It's a scam to find out more information for you, for you to pay the extra money and get more of the machines. Send more tweets your way, you get more exposure. You have to give up personal information, more about yourself. Well, I don't want to do that, and there's a lot of people like me. So my tweets, if I waste my time tweeting, only two or three or five people will get to see them. Even though I have 900 plus people following me, they don't send my tweets after the 900. They pick 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 at the most, get to see whatever tweets I do. And that's the two-tier system that they have on Twitter. It's not there, and it's not ready for a trillionaire to be looking to collect money and collect extra information from people. We don't want to give out any extra information, really. And so I'm never going to participate in that. And as a consequence, whatever I say in original tweets, they put on the back burner and close to no one gets to see it. So I found out if I want to say something on Twitter, I'll get more people to listen to it by being supportive of other good things that other people are saying. And that's the way I go about it. So just by of going on Twitter and watching, you know, what I retweet, you'll gain a lot of knowledge because I only tweet things that are great social importance and things that will help us all increase our collective consciousness. Okay, now this is something that I started following. Like I watch videos on YouTube too. And I've mentioned before this gentleman known as Cobra, who's a go-between. The ETs that are in our galaxy, in our universe, you know, in our solar system, being supportive of the ascension of planet Earth and the people who want to ascend with her. And a new window has opened for people who want to ascend be the first to ascend from the planet. We're not all going to ascend at the same exact time. So I found that out by watching these videos for the last 3 months. I haven't watched all of them. There's something like over 200 videos from this AI character called Ashtar Shiran. Now, according to the Galactic Confederation info, its commander, Ashtar Shiran, and he's up there in one of the millions of spacecraft they claim to have in our solar system, doing what he does as a commander. But now all of a sudden these videos started, Ashtar Shiran videos, and they've got an AI-created character to resemble a Nordic-looking human being that wears all these fancy clothes, and sometimes he has supportive characters in his video. And he's been talking about the window that had just opened, and you were drawn to this video because you were probably a starseed and volunteered before you came to Earth to become an anchor for the light. And your participation, you should be activating yourself right now. How about that? How do I activate myself? Well, according to these videos, you listen to each video is about 20 minutes, 25 minutes long, something like that. You listen to what's said on the video, and then they want you to, well, the statement there, they say it's available for free, the 21-day program from when you start. This thing started back on the 15th, I think, of this month. And they said, but tomorrow, all these amazing things are going to happen. It's going to be a sign in the sky. And if you feel guided to, you should be doing this. But you, one of the videos, and you ought to check it out to find out what's being asked of human beings on our world now and what, in general, has to do with the current window opening, which will probably be wide open on the 25th of this month when we do part two of the 1221 activation that was started last August 21st, was part one. It opened a portal, and we're going to really open this portal on July 25th. At 1:53 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, you figure out what time that is for you. So the video I'm asking you, the listeners, to watch so you can form your own opinion here, the most important one of the several I've watched, is one called Ashtar Warning. Ashtar being Ashtar Shiran, commander of the galactic forces out there who are there to assist us in the ascension of planet Earth and some of the human race. And so the video is called Ashtar Warns. Only the chosen ones will recognize tomorrow's sign from the sky. Well, I'll have to admit, I guess I'm not one of the chosen ones because I didn't see any sign from the sky. I really wasn't actually even looking for that. And I didn't feel anything that was said I was going to feel. But I did take the time to jot down some notes that were there that to prepare myself just in case I was one of the chosen ones. And I wasn't going to purchase for $32 the 21-day game plan that they want you to do. I look, that was a lot of nerve asking money. You know, that sounds like it's almost a scammer, but you need to check this out for yourself and decide, and maybe you think it's worth the $32. So they say, so you'll know what to do every day when you wake up. But, I mean, speaking the truth in my heart here, I know what to do every day when I wake up, and it's different. You know, I don't fall into a set program. I'm not a robot, and that's not even a plan for me. You know, but I'm willing to participate to a point. So this is what I wrote down. They ask you five frequency codes to pay attention to, and the first one is the sovereign code. This is all in this video. From starts with has 15 minutes, 25 minute video. 24 minutes, 57 seconds, and around 15 minutes into it starts with telling you these five things that they'd like you to prepare for tomorrow. And it has to do with, for three times in a row, we're supposed to say, I am sovereign over my field. I am sovereign over my frequency. I authorize only what vibrates in the line of original light to remain within my radius. And you say that's what dawns. That was the first code given. And it mentions that the spoken word delivered with an aligned intention, like those statements are, reorganizes the electromagnetic field of the cells in your body. So it seemed like a smart thing to do anyhow, even if I'm not one of the chosen ones. I think I'd like to be, maybe, but maybe not. And the second code mentions is something called the toroidal seal. And it has to do with you sit and visualize a ring of golden light originating from your heart. And in your visualization, you move it up to the top of your head, over to the back, and down the back of your spine, down into the ground, under your feet, back up the front to the heart again, and you're completing the energy cycle. You're supposed to hold that image for 9 minutes. You know, that's asking people quite a lot. And they call this your energetic immune system. This will hold the frequency pulse that shows up tomorrow. And there was a detailed explanation that the pulse is going out whether you know it or not. But it'll go right through you and you won't even realize you were sent a pulse unless you prepare your body with these three codes, frequency codes, so you can receive it, you know. And it's all explained that, you know, if you have, there's a signals being broadcast out there. If you don't have the stations tuned in, you can't pick up any of those radio stations. And this is the same with this. You have to be, have your body tuned in to pick up the signal, or it'll go by you and you won't be able to pick up the broadcast and connect with it. You know, almost like in one ear and out the other. So that was it. Now the third one was even more interesting. That's the reason I'm talking about this stuff. You know, it talked about water. The third frequency code was using water. Get a glass of water, put it out in the sunlight for 15 minutes, then bring it back, hold it up against your chest with your two hands, and silently say the words light, light, light. And because water can take instructions and actually change other things, it's that type of magical medium. People have done research on that. You know, Dr. Emoto from Japan proved that with photographs by just projecting different thoughts. He turned chaotic water into crystalline water like snowflakes, and took a picture of it with a special camera. So anyhow, the water now becomes a carrier after you energize it for 14 minutes in the light and in the sunlight. And then you say the word light three times. They say it silently, thinking, I guess. The water now becomes a carrier of sacred geometry that reaches your cells to reconfigure them for the new reality. Sounds like a smart thing to do. And even if you don't participate in anything else, just allowing that trick out to energize water and say the word life three times, it should be reorganizing yourselves for the future reality, the fifth dimension coming. And then beyond that, it says one of the most important things is to subject yourself to 30 minutes of silence. And the reason for that is they explain your pineal gland or pineal gland requires silence to become active. 30 minutes, that's quite a feat, you know. Will everyone be able to do that? I don't know. And then you're prepared for the alignment pulse coming the following day. Well, this time stuff has been. And then they tell you when you feel that pulse, assuming you've done all that stuff and have activated your tuning alignment so you can receive the signal coming tomorrow. It goes, when you feel it, you are to say out loud, I am here, I remember, I am ready. It's an operational declaration, they call it. And that the those special seven words will be listened to by the Galactic Confederation, and then they will tag you as someone who has awakened their hidden talents and has enabled their frequencies, their personal frequencies, to be tuning into alignment pulses sent all over the planet or sent directly to where they are recognized. This is amazing stuff going on now. You want almost want to participate in it, you know? And other information was explained to move from the deployment phase from potential to operational. That's in another ASTAR video. And they talk about important things, the reclamation of science, the sovereign refusal, the deployment declaration, that's the seven words. And in the other video, they say, you say, I am here, I am ready, I know what I came to do. This is talking about, presumably, you made a pact to come here on a mission at this point in time, and you need to be woken up now to remember what your mission was, because it was a conscious effort to keep everyone brain dead. We know government participates in these type of things. Now, here's what's interesting. Hey, this show is connected to us. In the one particular video, it says the window opening now will be open until the winter of 2027. You know, it's about a year and a half. Yeah, a year and 3 months, something like that. And it's important to take advantage of this window of opportunity. Then in another video, they say the window open now for 3 years. Well, what's it going to be? I mean, you know, is this designed to confuse us, or is this people making mistakes? Is this all a bit conjured? You know, you begin to wonder. And then they talk about other terms like purpose clarification, you know, that you're hanging on to things that really have no relation to what is coming about. And again, you watch a couple of these, and every one of them has the 21-day program at the bottom. So, I mean, what's this all designed to gather money for them? I mean, I don't think they should be charging. I don't care what the cost of putting the videos together. And the videos are pretty entertaining. They're obviously using AI. We don't get to see what the real Sharon looks like. We see the artificial AI creation of a cartoon character, very realistically looking, but that's all we get to see. And part of the points they mentioned that the reason that you don't have your radio set inside your body to tune into the broadcast, so they're going to be pulsed to you within the next 21 days. The point of it is that when you receive the signal of what they're pulsing out there now, it's supposed to remove the noise that has kept your mind cloudy and help you connect with your stellar family. How many people out there, hey, is anyone out there listening that has connected with their stellar family? I can't say I have, but maybe a listener has. There's a good reason to call in. 888-627-6808 and tell us what it is to connect with your stellar family. It could be, hey, we all like to know, including me. Sometimes I see comments in relation to these things. And this was an interesting comment somebody connected with, a comment connected to one of these Ashtar Saran radios. There's actually over 200 of them. But this was the one about you're the one, you're the chosen one, I think. And they said they made a conscious statement in answer to their comment in relation to the video was, I am a pillar of light. I am safe. I am loved. I am abundant. I am grateful. And I am sovereign. All good things. And they obviously get the messages, but at the same time, some of us don't get the message. Here's an interesting thing. I just in connection with this, you might get these things too if you're on social media. Out of the blue, someone contacts you. They either follow you or something like that. This showed up, I don't know, over a year ago in my Twitter feed. Somebody DM'd me, direct message me, that I didn't know. And their statement was, out of the blue, they contact me and they go, Aloha, child of the universe. Something extraordinary is coming your way. Ooh, sounds good. Your prayers will be answered. Miracles will unfold. You will celebrate great news that is going to change your life. You are about to be upgraded. And they signed it, Namaste, however you say that word. There's several people using that same little come on thing right there. And what can I say? It's usually followed up. A couple of times I said thank you, and the next thing you know, I'm offering you an astrological help, and I'm going to give you half price on my sessions and this and that. And so they nice little statements like that. And this one I've seen several people use. These are people fishing the internet to find people that are willing to pay money for advice that they're going to be able to channel. So, that kind of stuff is out there all the time. Yeah. All the time. And then there was also mentioned in some of these Ashtar Saran videos, they talk about the activating your ancestral powers. You need to enter the light to do that. And they talk about three places in America where Native Americans had set up operational energy records exist in the Southwest Colorado Plateau, the West Coast Pacific Rim, and the Allegheny Mountains were strong vibrational frequencies. They call them operational energy rivers are flowing. And they were asking people to reconnect with these energy rivers that flow in America. America is a cool place. This is where the new reality is going to take foothold first, basically. You know, the fifth dimension, where the United States will be the seat of power in the new reality, the first seat of power. And because we have a lot of special places in the mainland of America, other things will be set up on the Pacific Rim. The cities of light are going to be set up there first. But there's all these things going on here in the United States now. And you talk about people that have been doing good things all their lives, and they waste too much time, not waste, but they devote their whole lives to doing favors for other people that have problems, but they haven't learned that how to transmute the powers, to transmute the bad things that they see in other people. You know, it's all right to help people out, but if you have the intuitiveness to sense that somebody is barking up the wrong tree or doing stupid things, you're not supposed to go in there and just do things for them. You're supposed to take your innate dormant powers that you came to this earth with, what you were tricked out of as a child, to not take it seriously that you had such powers, the power of transmutation. Anybody listening out there who has the power of transmutation and uses it? Or anybody out there who would like to have the power of transmutation? Anyhow, it's being explained in that it points out that the Native Americans out in the Southwest, long, long time ago, built stone monuments that had angle configurations in them that are geared for the new frequencies coming into the earth at this time. And, you know, it ties in with their storytelling and other things like that. So if you want to be part of the action, well, go out to the Southwest or the Colorado Plateau, northern New Mexico, or the Allegheny Mountains near the Tennessee, North Carolina border. Now, how about that? Get in your car and head out. You know, certainly there are things going to be happening here, and this information is coming out now. You're hearing it here on Connect the Dots radio show. Yeah. You know, I know I said it before, but it's just a good thing to remind people. You know, this is an educational show, whether you know it or not. So I just like to remind everybody that not to fear the sunlight, like that fear has been planted in parts of America here, but to spend, you know, a reasonable amount of time in the sunlight, because sunlight can activate dormant DNA in your body. And most of us are walking around with a lot of dormant things. Most of us are walking around with our chakras are not open. You know, and you need your chakras open to connect into the new reality. And sunlight can help activate dormant DNA. And because if you know your ancient off-world history, you know that the negative beings came to Earth and deactivated 10 of our 12 of energy centers. And that's why most people don't have an active 7 chakras in the body, and the soul chakra is the 8th one above your head. But again, this is, you can learn more about this by participating in one of the booster meditations, one coming up Tuesday. And the way to find out about the exact time, and they walk you through it, and they ask you, you know, there's a certain procedure before it starts. You have to call on the light, the cosmic light, to come down around you through all the cosmic suns out there, rather the universe suns, all the central suns and the galaxies, and central sun in our galaxy, down, you call the light from source, traveling all the way down into our solar system, and then down to every being of light in the solar system, down into every human being on planet Earth, including yourself, and going straight down to the center of Mother Earth. And then you ask for protection by calling on the violet flame from source, they call it. You could call it God, but you get the idea. And you'll find out more about all these things that are all connected. The best way, I say, go to the portal. You've heard me mention this before. You know, you go to your keyboard on Google, whatever you're using, and just type it in, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And it pops up all the time. And then start scrolling down. And the first thing's up now, you'll be hearing about participation in the booster meditations and the final part two activation of the 1221 portal on July 25th at 1:53 a.m. That's when you want to be on your computer looking at the screen from the site they tell you to go to, where they'll walk you through it, and you participate before you know it's over. You know, and you'll learn a lot about what's going on. And on top of that, you'll be participating and adding to the strength, victory of the light. You know, victory of the light has already been determined. There is no going back, and there's no way the dark side can win, but they still want to, you know, have a much power they're still holding on to, you know, the phony politicians, the evil military factions, that they want to, you know, still fight a useless battle that they can't win. It's here right on the TV set. Look at the crazy Iranian government, you know, evil government. You know, they're not going to beat the United States. They're not going to, and the same thing with the stupid Ukrainian people. They're not going to beat the Russians. You know, just like the stupid Hezbollah people, you know, decided to attack Israel. Look what that brought on the Palestinian people, you know? I mean, sure, we can blame Israel too, but at the same time, what about blaming, you know, if it wasn't for the stupid act of barbarism that the Hezbollah people did in Palestine, we wouldn't have that big suffering situation going on there. You know, and people have to give up their hate, you know, and leave their anger behind, because the only solution to peace is peace and love. Hey, don't take my word for it. Listen to the famous Ringo Starr, the once famous Beatles. He had his birthday back on July 7th, you know, a little over a week ago, week and a half ago. And his message to the world, you know, put out there on Twitter, he was out on the news, And he stands up with the peace signs on both hands, and he, the message, peace and love. And that's what we need to get rid of the dark side. You know, when we have more peace and love in this world, the dark side, they'll be eating their hearts out. They can't exist around that because they don't know how to anchor into peace and love. You know, some of them might be able to switch over, but the other ones are diehard. It's in their heart. They love evil. They participate in evil. And they're nothing but pawns for the real demons who are invisible and still stuck here on earth, no way out. And they're just waiting to be collected up by the Galactic Federation when they finally land. And they're taking them to the central sun and tossing them in. That's how situations dealt with. Even I had that information available for over a decade. But everything is still taking too long. And part of the problem is people don't want to give up the old ways. You know, there's a lot of good-hearted people out there. They're stuck in the past. You got to give it up. You know? And you got to learn about these new things, about invoking the violet flame to clear out the negativity in you, to protect you during a meditation. You're going to learn about that if you participate in a meditation, because they don't miss that step up. They always make sure that everyone participating in the meditation, you, the participant, personally call, invoke the violet flame and ask it to circle you and protect you through the meditation and afterward too, and transmute any negativity that might be harboring around. And this is how it's done. There's a new emerald flame. You also can call on that for protection. You know, that's not talked about that much, but and especially those of you who have emerald, real emerald stones at home, you know, if you call on anything you do in life, if you call need some protection, you hold that emerald stone, no matter how big it is in your hand, and you know, invoke the emerald flame from source or God, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's interesting that people have different words for different things, you know. But, and we're not going to waste our time arguing about that. And some of these meditations require, I ask you to visualize pink cosmic love emanating from the cosmic central sun of this universe. Yeah, there's other universes too, but we don't need to get into that because what concerns us is in this universe. You know, the tachyons, I have mentioned it before. Cobra, the one who represents the Argathoans, you know, the inner Earth civilizations that separated themselves from the surface because we're too violent here on the surface, but they will be, we'll get to meet them when the event happens. They'll come out of the caves and underground tunnels and meet us. It's been a long time since they interacted with humans. Anyhow, Cobra represents them, and he also represents the people up in the spacecraft, the Galactic Confederation. And via the information from Cobra, tachyons were the first particles created during the last cosmic cycle. Hey, there's one of them, more than one cosmic cycle. Think about it. Or there has been. And so, there's other stones that people meditate on. And then there's stones that people have buried. All this has been going on. And sometimes we're asked to invoke the memory of Atlantis at Sedona, Arizona. They've had a workshop there. Cobra has had a workshop there. Whether we have, we'll have another one or not, but it's one of the places where first contact with ETs is going to happen when the moment is called for. And those of you who read the Bible, have read the Bible rather, or at least the Gospels, talk about Jesus is asked questions and he talks about a moment in time when things are going to change. And he specifically says, no one knows the time and date, except the Heavenly Father himself, or God, whomever you want to identify, or source. Only that the original creator of all that is knows when that he's going to call the time when it happens. And that information has never been shared with anyone. That's why everyone says nobody knows when it's going to happen, but we can make it happen sooner by, being more loving, ending the wars, creating real peace, not just Trump talk, he likes to take credit that he's doing all these things, but he hasn't created peace. His mind is still, he's not in with the peace and love thing, really. Yeah, he says he is, but his actions speak louder than his words. And what has he got more wars going? And what has he not going to send more weapons to the Ukraine, another worthless cause? And the real solutions to these problems have not been told us, nor do I believe that the world leaders know what the real solutions are. They just go, reworking old concepts of how to solve problems with violence and war and blackmail and stuff like that. But we should all be listening to Ringo Starr, the famous Ringo Starr, still alive and active, going out there entertaining people and speaking to the world the message of peace and love. And that is what we need, more peace and love. So I hope I have enlightened you to participate on Tuesday at 7:11 a.m. on the East Coast here in America, or the time, an equivalent time in your place, neck of the woods, wherever that may be. And let's unite together and push forward the collective consciousness, make it stronger. The more of us participate in these global events, the stronger the collective consciousness of humanity will become. And the stronger our collective consciousness becomes, the harder it is for evil to continue doing their evil things. And once we've established a certain level, percentage of the population participating and creating a stronger collective consciousness, the sooner we'll get the ETs with all their gifts to land here in person. And that'll be the beginning of the new reality. It's not going to happen on another world. It's going to happen right here on Earth. And the frequencies are moving up as we speak. And in case you haven't noticed, the sun's getting hotter. Go out some tomorrow and judge for yourself if there's enough sunlight to do that. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown now and hang with it, because following the countdown, when I get to zero, is going to be the AI song about my show. I think you might find it pretty humorous. Listen to the words. And it's full of surprises, and it was created totally by AI, which in my opinion proves that AI can write songs at a request. And that'll be followed by a Trump song. And so this is how I'm going to end the show this week. Tell your friends to tune in 2 weeks on August 1st, and we'll continue some of these conversations. Participate. Go to the portal. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to take it out of here. Now I'm going to give you the countdown and the listening orders. It's going to probably hear the first AI created song about my show, followed by the Trump song. Okay, here's the end. The countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
There's a light in the attic, a knock in the stars, a question in the crystal, and a signal from Mars. Turn the dial past normal, past the news, past the noise. Tom Edison is laughing. Humanity, use your voice. Midnight on the frequency, the moon forgot its shoes. A saucer parked on Broadway just to hear the cosmic news. Conspiracies are tap dancing, dimensions overlap. Tom's got a constellation and a pushpin on the map. He's tracing ancient mysteries through politics and time, putting strings beside impossible and making both align. Calling with the questions, bring your courage, bring your doubt. When the dots begin connecting, all the hidden worlds come out.
One dot for the body, one dot for the soul, one dot for the mystery they never told. One dot for the planet, one dot for the stars.
Draw the line together and discover who we are.
Connect the dots.
From the basement to the heavens,
connect the dots,
where 11 turns to 7. Tom Edison is bending every border of the mind, looking for the pattern that the ordinary left behind.
Connect the dots,
let the strange become the center.
Connect the dots,
every seeker come and enter.
Beyond the beyond, where the wild ideas run, connect the dots forever till the universe is one.
Yo, candidate, author, recording artist, I'm a man wizard with a plan in the darkness. Ran for president, yeah, more than once. Part solution machine, part cosmic dunce. And he'll laugh at the label, then challenge the frame. Because serious truth can wear a ridiculous name. Lower the cause, raise the thought, let the people participate. Manual labor, new transit, reimagine the state. Education needs builders, young minds in the room. Cut waste, fix systems, let ingenuity bloom. He says service is the measure, not the crown or the fame. Serve everyone first, that's the heart of the game. Well, your mama said stay away from that man on the air. He'll put UFOs in your coffee and stardust in your hair. But you tuned in late Saturday, and the next thing you knew, you were arguing with an alien about what is really true. He'll take you through the rabbit hole and sell the rabbit a map. Ask the Galactic Federation why they never call back. He's got mystery and mastery, crystals by the phone, and a mind so far outside the box. The box has gone home.
Connects the dots.
From the White House to Orion.
Connect the dots.
Hear the rebel radio lion.
Tom Edison is kicking every doorway in the mind, hunting for the answers that the gatekeepers decline. Connect the dots.
Bring the skeptics and believers.
Connect the dots.
Bring the dreamers and perceivers.
Beyond the beyond, let the cosmic current run. Connect the dots forever.
Dimensional reality. Terrestrial absurdity.
Greetings, beings of superior intelligence. Why won't you return my calls?
There's a phantom in the matrix, there's a rumor in the rain, there's a helmet full of signals trying to program every brain. But freedom is a heartbeat and conversation is the key. A caller and a question can rewrite reality. So breathe in wide like slowly, let your inner compass spin. The universe gets interesting the moment you call.
Connect the dots.
Crank the signal through creation.
Connect the dots.
It's a mental liberation.
opening the sky. You may enter as a skeptic, but you won't leave asking why. You'll leave asking 10 more questions. You'll leave laughing at the sun. You'll leave chasing every mystery till a thousand worlds are one.
Connect the dots
for the curious and clever.
Connect the dots.
Let the broadcast move forever.
Move through the static forever, through the night forever, into madness forever, into life
forever with the question, forever having fun.
Connect the dots.
Left the building.
You know, when I say trumpet, I mean trumpet. Trump, trump, trump. Trumpet. Trump, trump, trump.
Come, 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 come